From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. So now it's Tropical Storm Irma.
This is the first time I had to use the shelter, so I'm not completely sure, but it was pretty packed. We had maybe like 30-something people to a room.
A resident of Tampa, Florida, forced to spend the night in a crowded shelter as Hurricane Irma continues her fury. Hurricane Irma weakened into a tropical storm Monday as it moved over northern Florida into southern Georgia. Even as its torrential rains and dangerous storm surges remained a threat to produce coastal flooding. The state's governor, Rick Scott, spoke about the situation.
I know a lot of people are praying for us around the world. I know a lot of people want to help us. I tell them we need more volunteers. We have over 400 shelters open now, but we'll need volunteers after the fact to distribute food and water and clean up debris.
Irma's sustained winds have diminished to 100 kilometers an hour with higher gusts, but tropical storm force gales extended over a wide region up to 665 kilometers outward from Irma's center. The Al-Shabaab militants have captured a Somali border town near Kenya after it detonated a suicide car bomb and then stormed the military base there early on Monday. The group says 24 Somali soldiers were killed, but there was no independent confirmation available immediately. Residents said the fighting was continuing on today. At least five people were killed Sunday in Somalia after a suicide bomber blew himself up. The United Nations Security Council will debate today a resolution that calls for new economic sanctions against North Korea. This resolution was drafted by the U.S. in response to Pyongyang's latest nuclear test on September the 3rd, which is believed to have been a hydrogen bomb. The initial draft called for an oil and natural gas embargo of the North, along with a freeze on all foreign assets held by leader Kim Jong-un. This is VOA News. UN Human Rights Chief Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein warns that governments increasingly are moving toward authoritarianism and oppression, crushing human rights values and protections in their wake. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA on the High Commissioner's address at the opening of the UN Human Rights Council three-week session in Geneva.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein paints a dark picture of the state of human rights around the world. He condemns the actions of violent extremists and terrorists, but warns the greater dangers to society are from governments who peel away human rights protections. Zayd expresses concern about extensive gross human rights violations in 39 countries.
We have received multiple reports and satellite imagery of security forces and local militia burning Rohingya villages and consistent accounts of extrajudicial killings, including shooting fleeing civilians.
Zayd calls on the Myanmar government to end its current military operation and to reverse its discrimination against the Rohingya. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is the final year of Zayd's mandate as High Commissioner. He says the world has grown darker and dangerous during this time. He says human rights principles are the only way to avoid global war and profound misery and deprivation. Pope Francis ended his trip to Colombia by appealing to the people to unite to end more than a half century of armed conflict. Speaking at a mass in Cartagena, he said that if Colombia wants a stable and lasting peace, it must untie the knots of violence and unravel the complex threads of disagreements. The Pope also expressed what he called his closeness to each one of the sons and daughters of Venezuela. Colombia's neighbor has been embroiled in years of economic and political crises. The death toll from the massive earthquakes that rocked southern Mexico has risen to at least 90, with most of the fatalities occurring in Oaxaca State. The powerful 8.2 magnitude quake struck off Mexico's far southern Pacific coast just before midnight on Thursday. The quake was felt from as far away as Mexico City and Guatemala City. Mikhail Saakashvili, the former president of Georgia and later a Ukrainian citizen, crossed from Poland into Ukraine in a crowd of his supporters. Saakashvili has been stateless since his former mentor, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, stripped him of Ukrainian citizenship 2 months ago. He is wanted in Georgia on charges related to his political career there. Saakashvili says he wants to return to Ukraine to contest Poroshenko's action. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.